Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Want to know where you can find great deals on clothing, furniture, home decor, household goods, toys, and more? It's the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Whether you're helping out by donating to the thrift store or by shopping, you're making a real difference in the lives of our neighbors. Stop by the Salvation Army Thrift Store on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home today to find great deals on all of the essentials. That's the Salvation Army Thrift Store, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium. I saw them working out the kinks, really just kind of getting the dust off, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think they were probably really careful not to show too much tonight ahead of the big comp matchup with Harrison next week. I mean, I'm proud. I'm really proud of the Bombers. Just their effort tonight, defense flying around. Probably the biggest shocker to me, or the thing I'm most impressed with, was the running of our quarterback, Brantley Phillips. He was just on a mission tonight to get to the end zone. One of those unfortunately called back, but man, that's a bright spot.
Yeah, you know, you're able to get and hear and see. You talk about showing things and showing some offense. I mean, I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a lot of run game.
Oh yeah,
three-headed monster, four-headed if you want to count Brantley. And who do you account for, right? If you're a defense, who you count for? But man, how about our defense? You know, we got tired there a little bit. We were on the field, West Plains physicalness, but we made them march long, long plays all the way down the field. And, you know, great job by our defense. And I think that's going to be the backbone. We gave up 21 points. Some of that was in the fourth quarter when we were tired. One of them was on a short field, but you got to be happy with what you saw from our defensive side.
Absolutely. We're here with you on the NAEC Next halftime show. Or, sorry, halftime. Which is halftime.
Yeah, we're post-game just now starting.
Show.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I got to learn how to read here. It's that Yeovil education. You have to let me slide up.
Yep, you know, but yeah, thanks to our partners with Next. Thanks to our partner with NAC. Hey, all of our quarter sponsors that we had throughout the game, we really appreciate those guys. That allowed us to keep things here more and not take as many breaks back at home and so or back at our studio with Matt Sharp, our producer there. And you know, we really appreciate those guys and what they do. And
I almost forgot to mention Matt and the team,
Maddie McDaddy back at the stadium here. Neil Denton's got us with some final stats here.
Before we do that, let's hear from Next. Next powered by NAEC, the best internet, phone, and TV for your home. Experience lightning-fast internet with fiber optic technology, amazing channel selections, and unlimited phone calling nationwide. Got to see Courtney with her marketing rep out at the Fulton County Community Celebration at Fulton County Hospital.
Yeah.
And representing Next. And, man, they got some awesome things going on at Next.
They're bringing some fast internet to some rural areas that doesn't have it.
And that's awesome. That's what I got at my house. And I went from dial-up, it seemed like, to this. And, it's faster than
awesome.
I work.
Final stats here provided by Neil Denton and Baxter Bulletin. We appreciate you, Neil, for everything you do for us here. Offense, Mountain Home had 454 total yards of offense. West Plains, 239. Brantley was 7 for 14 through the air, 73 yards and a touchdown. Didn't throw much. Didn't have to in the second half. We leaned on the rush game. Here you go. You ready for this? Phillips had 13 rushes for 100 yards.
Boom.
Dotson finished with 3 receptions for 39 yards and a touchdown. Kincaid with 2 for 18. Once again, we didn't throw it much. Maybe one or two times there in the second half. Jacob Chenoweth finished with 14 rushes for 99 total yards. We almost had two players in 100 yards.
He had 99 yards.
99 yards. Almost had two with over 100 yards. Brantley had 100. Chenoweth had 99. Barrett Miller, 11 rushes for 78 yards. Dawson Dunlap, 6 rushes for 82 yards. We had 4 guys over 75 yards rushing. That's hard to beat.
That's depth. That's how you distribute, and that's a lot of really great running backs.
Yep. So once again, thanks for Neil Denton and Baxter Bulletin for providing these stats for us. Hey, what a great night at Bomber Stadium, Tobias.
Absolutely. Great night at Bomber Stadium. Next week, a whole week packed full of things. It's a Labor Day weekend, but Friday you'll be able to catch Brad and I at Coffee Talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
That's right.
That's 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Come out there. Check us out. We'll be helping get everybody fired up for that. And then we'll go to our respective day jobs for a little bit, and then we'll be on the road to Harrison.
And that is going to be a fun one. We hope we're welcomed. We're packing our own snacks. We'll make sure we eat good before we go. It's going to be a fun one. We'd love to see you at Harrison. If not, download the Mountain Home Athletics app. You can catch us on Bomber Sports Network on the app. You can also watch us on Classic Hits 101.7.
We also got a very, very special treat for everybody that hung on with us through the post game.
That's right.
On Tuesday, you'll be able to go to KTLO and pick yourself up one of these.
Pete Harrison sign. You can also stop at North Arkansas Dental Group. I don't know if Baxter Health has any of them, but we appreciate everybody that has those. Hey, we want to see these flying all around town.
That's right. We'll have them out, bring them out to the stadium, have them all over town, have them posted. KTLO bought a bunch of them, and they want to put them to use. So let's see them all over town all week long. We're going to post ours right up here where it will stay the remainder of the year.
That's right. So appreciate you joining us, guys. We'll see y'all next week. We will be about 60 miles west of here, hopefully bringing a Bomber victory from Harrison. But tonight, Mountain Home ends with 43-21 over West Plains Embers. Your Mountain Home Bombers start the season 1-0. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a four-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Quarterback, guard, running back. Every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, maintenance technicians, millwrights, project managers, and more. Learn while you earn with free on-the-job training through Lexicon University. Competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and join us as we build America one project at a time.
Since 1957, Arkansas Capital has been empowering entrepreneurs, helping businesses thrive, watching communities prosper, and making dreams become reality. Arkansas Capital is a beacon of hope for businesses seeking a fresh start or growth capital by providing a variety of financing solutions. But Arkansas Capital isn't just a financing corporation. We're your partners in growth. Put our 145 years of combined experience to work for you. With over $500 million in loans to facilitate projects, Arkansas Capital is dedicated to your success. Learn more at arcapital.com. That's arcapital.com.
It's sizzling outside, but Saracen Casino's August car giveaway is even hotter. With a price tag of more than $114,000, the Lexus LC500 convertible is absolutely smoking. Just visit Saracen, use your free player's card, and play to win Saracen's most expensive vehicle prize to date. Play often for your chance at winning a red-hot Lexus convertible tomorrow night.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that Henderson State University offers a nurturing classroom environment with caring faculty who will invest in your career success? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come check us out. Visit hsu.edu/getready for additional information. Did you know that Henderson State University offers the only aviation degree in Arkansas? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come fly with us. Visit hsu.edu/aviation for additional information.
And good evening from the studio for the first time tonight as we continue along here on the postgame show, courtesy of Next, powered by NAEC. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio following Mountain Home's 43-21 victory over West Plains this evening. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll actually start with the 6A West. There was one game that was actually played last night, and it ended up with Van Buren defeating Alma by a final score of 37-27. Another final score in the conference from earlier tonight, and Greenwood just went to Centerton and dominated Bentonville West. The Bulldogs doubled up the Wolverines by a score of 70-35. All around performance from Greenwood. You can understand why they are ranked second in the state overall and number one in Class 6A. Also this evening, Shiloh Christian, who is ninth in the state overall, number three in Class 6A, hosting Farmington this evening. And see if we've got an update. Last score we had on that, Saints were up on the Cardinals 41-6. Salem Springs is in Rogers tonight, taking on Heritage. I don't believe we've seen a score on that one as yet. We have not. Also tonight, one of the big rivalries in the state, probably the second biggest one next to Benton and Bright. The two Fort Smith schools, Southside taking on Northside. Haven't seen a score on that one this evening. Also tonight, Russellville playing at Morrilton. See if we got an update on that one this evening. And let's see, we've got, here it is, Russellville, the Cyclones, last update we had, were trailing the Devil Dogs 35-17 in the third quarter. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked number five in Class 6A, didn't actually have to go too far. They went up to Hot Springs to take on Lakeside this evening. And I don't believe we've got an update on that one as of yet. We do not. I'll see if I can find one on that, on a score on that one later on this evening. Take a look at what else is going on in the area. Yellville Summit playing at Izard County tonight. This is the Cougars' very first game of 11-man football. They spent the last 2 years in 8-man. Actually, you won the state championship 2 years ago, but we haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Last score we had, Salem trailing Pocahontas in the fourth quarter, 22-18. Melbourne is leading Hoxie in the third quarter, 35-7. Mountain View playing at home tonight against Cave City. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Harrison, they actually started a state line rivalry this evening too, as they went up to take on the Pirates of Branson. Last score we had was from the second quarter. The Goblins were trailing the Pirates 3-0. So very low scoring game as the last update we had on that one. Taking a look at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Number one, Fayetteville, who is also number one in Class 7A, playing at Cabot. The game was last score we had was 14-3, but looks like a little bit of a delay, and I'm not sure why. I mean, it must be some weather going on down a little bit in central Arkansas this evening. I'm not completely sure about that. Also this evening, the Salt Bowl. This is probably the biggest rivalry in Arkansas. Last score we had was from halftime. Bryant leading Benton 24-14. The Hornets ranked third in the state overall, second in Class 7A. Benton seventh overall and second in Class 6A. Conway, who is number four overall and number three in Class 7A, playing at Jonesboro this evening. That game may have gone final. No, actually, I take that back. The last score we had was actually from halftime. The Wampus Cats were up on the Hurricane by a score of 28-7. Number six, Bentonville, who is also number four in Class 7A, tied with Tulsa Union from Oklahoma, 35-all in the fourth quarter. So a good back-and-forth game between those two teams this evening. Number eight, Pulaski Academy, who is also number five in Class 7A, leading Joe T. Robinson 35-21 in the fourth quarter. The Senators ranked third in Class 5A this week. One other game in the top 10 is actually going to be played tomorrow. It is number five, Little Rock Parkview, who's also number one in Class 5A, leading Melissa, Texas by a score Actually, I'm sorry. Again, that game's actually going to be played tomorrow night. So so we'll try to have a score update on that Sunday morning during our newscast. We're going to take one more break, look at what else is going on in the state. And as we continue along here on the post-game show powered by Next, brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What does it feel like to know it matters to others how you're doing? What's weighing on your mind? That you're happy right now? That your body's healthy, and that those around you are taken care of too. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind, so you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours. Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home. At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild. Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of your family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery. And at the Central Arkansas Nature Center, you can see alligators up close right in downtown. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at historic Central High School. One experience and you'll be big on Little Rock. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Back on the post game, brought to you by Next, powered by NAEC. We appreciate you joining us this evening. And I'll tell you what, in just a few minutes, we're actually going to give you, more scores from around the state. Actually, we won't. Rex Nelson and Richard Atkinson will be joining them in progress in just a moment when we join them for the Simmons Bank Friday night scoreboard show. But again, big night for Mountain Home tonight, 43-21 to win the inaugural Battle of the Border and take that trophy and put it in their case for at least this year. And hopefully that will continue for years to come. But another big game coming up next Friday as Mountain Home gets ready to play Harrison next week. If we hope to see you out there, but if you can't make it, we will have the game for you on Classic Hits 101.7 and also be streaming live at KTLO.com. and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Again, that is going to do it tonight as Mountain Home gets the 22-point victory this evening. I want to thank Brad Coleman and Tobias Bugsley out at the stadium, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Mountain Home Bombers 43 and the West Plains Scissors 21. Good night, everyone.